The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, something was watching, and the feeling was so intense, it woke him up. What was it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want an ad-free version of the show, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I'm Carol Hughes, and she is Kathy Gordon.
I sure am.
Yeah. How's it going today?
You know, it's going really good. I've just been like filling up my mom's refrigerator with groceries. So that took a long time today.
Thanks for taking one for the team today.
Yeah. Well, you never know with mom. A while back, she wanted to go to the grocery store and we had to leave and get on a plane in about an hour and a half. And I'm thinking, mom in the grocery store, this is not, you know, but she was just adamant that she'd go pick up some things. So we're going and she's taking so long. Finally, I'm like, Mom, we have to go to the airport. And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, our plane leaves in an hour, Mom. And she goes, oh, I thought it was like tomorrow morning at 5:30.
And
I said, no, it's at 5:30 tonight.
Well, and it's so funny too, because she has no idea that there's anyone else in the store. It is so funny because I'm always apologizing for her. I'm like, I'm sorry, she just almost ran you over.
She's completely oblivious.
I'm like, and I'm always saying, Mom, your cousin in traffic jam, Mom, your cousin in traffic, Mom, Mom.
That's why we don't let her on those little scooter carts that they have at Walmart.
No, I did that one day. Holy shit. It was not good. And no. So she first starts out like we're in the produce, and I'm just saying, she doesn't know how to drive. Watch out, my mom's coming up. I'm just yelling
aisle
at people, 12,
right? My mom.
Right. So at one point, she goes along the bread aisle, gets to the end of the aisle, needs to hang a right, but forgot how to slow it down, and she just rammed into this display, moving the display about 8 feet. Oh. And this woman says to me, I wish I had that on video. I'm like, I know. And so then we go all, it's a really big grocery store. We go all the way through. And so I'm just, you know, warning people, you know, hey, watch out. She can't drive very well. And so I said something. And when I said it to these people, this guy who is right behind me says, she means that. She almost ran me down in the produce section.
You know, we are totally missing the boat. We could be TikTok billionaires with Mom in the store videos. What are we doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't even know we're videoing. She's like, why are you, what are you looking at on your phone?
No.
Oh, my God. That makes me laugh.
Yeah. Okay. So what are we talking about today?
A story of ghosts. We're going to talk about ghosts.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, let's talk about ghosts.
Let's do.
So this says, I come from a long bloodline of mediums and people who are sensitive to spirits. So I grew up being taught about ghosts and being sensitive to things relating to that kind of area. Where my building is, it was originally an old person's home. Now, I don't know if that means like one old person or one of those like retirement homes. I'm not
sure.
Sounds
like it's probably like an old person. Like,
oh, wait. It was multiple nursing. People. Yeah, okay. More of a nursing home.
Okay.
Because it says when smallpox came about, it was changed into a smallpox home. Mm. When it was done being a smallpox home, it was burned down as they couldn't reuse the building due to the infection. In 2019, they built new flats on the ground. This makes me think this is not from the U.S. because we don't normally refer to them as flats. So there is a long line of history of death here, plus a couple of deaths and a rape that have occurred since it turned into flats, so there's probably a lot of energy here. My partner used to live in this building before I moved in, and he has told me on multiple occasions he's seen shadow figures in the public hallways. Other people living and working here have told me that they have as well seen them or seen someone peep out of a corner or go around a corner, but when they look, there's nobody there, and all of the doors are shut, and you would hear if someone opened or closed a door. I moved into my flat in February 2022, and from my first day and night there, I knew I wasn't alone. The first few weeks I lived there, I didn't have a bed, so I slept on the sofa in the living room. From the first night, every night, I would wake up looking at the same corner of my living room, feeling like something had looked at me so hard, it woke me up. Isn't that creepy?
Yes.
Like you wake up because you feel like something is staring at you. I would not like that. I wasn't concerned about it. Well, I would have been. I told myself I was just getting used to a new home and went back to sleep. As well as this, straight away, since I moved in, my living room and kitchen are in one room but have separate lights, but the switches are dimmers. They will sometimes turn themselves all the way up, turn down really low, flash, flicker, turn themselves on or off, etc. And I've tried to debunk it with remotes and electronics in case there was interference, but can't seem to make anything actually affect it. Because of the way they are, you'd have to physically manipulate the switches to change them. But me and my partner have had this happen to us so much that it's normal now. When I did get a bed and finally started sleeping in my bedroom, I would rarely get up in the night to use the bathroom, but one night I did, and as soon as I got into the bathroom, I had this overwhelming feeling of get out. Oh, wait, should I?
Yeah, do it.
Get out. That's so creepy. I'm a really nice person, but...
I love it when you do that.
I am a really nice person, but I really have a way of sounding super creepy, too.
I love that. Okay.
Get out. It was so strong and overpowering that I immediately left the bathroom, went back to bed, and waited until morning to use the bathroom. That's bad when it's like, I can't even... I got to pee, but I can't. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I announce when I go into the bathroom, as I thought it might just be a space that someone is territorial over. I don't like being in this bathroom in the dark, though, as it always feels uncomfortable, maybe because of that incident. Not long after that night, I was asleep in bed, and I remember being awoken by the sound of footsteps running on the bed up and down behind me. I was lying on my side, and what woke me up was the shaking of the bed with the steps and the sound of them running up and down my bed by my back behind me. At first, I was frozen. This had never happened to me before. I lay there for a second or two, but it felt much longer than that while I listened to it. The beat I could compare it to is it sounded and felt about the size and weight of a large garden gnome. Of all the things to compare it to, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I managed to find some bravery and moved my arm ever so slightly, but as soon as I did, it stopped. I lay there for a bit, then finally managed to roll over and go back to sleep, telling myself I'd worry about it in the daytime. The next day, I told my dad what has been happening and asked him to come over and cleanse me in the flat, as I was worried I might have an imp. IMP. So I looked that up because I wasn't sure what an imp is.
Mm-hmm.
And it says an imp is a European mythological being similar to a fairy or demon, frequently described in folklore and superstition. It is often depicted as a small, mischievous creature that causes trouble or plays pranks on people.
Okay, well, that kind of explains that garden gnome kind of size and weight and feel.
Because I'm not even familiar with imp. I've heard the term, but you know, so but to me, if I'm hearing that noise, the last thing I would think imp,
right?
Because I had to Google it. Okay, so back to the story. So she or he, I'm not sure, says that. Let's see. Worried I might have an imp. Specifically, a water elemental, as it was in the shower area where the bathroom feeling came from. My dad did this, and neither of those things has happened again. About a year into living here, I bought some little cat balls that flash when they're moved. Have you seen those?
I have, yeah.
Like when you're ghost hunting? We tested them on the floors, spoke aloud, saying they flash if they're moved, and if anyone wanted to use them, they could. One night in the hallway, one ball started flashing, so it had been moved. Then the hallway light came on. It was quiet and still at that moment. Me and my partner were talking, then saw it flashing and got a bit excited. We haven't tried it again since, but I'd really like to. I still got the living room and kitchen lights flickering, brightening and dimming themselves. My hallway light is motion sensored, and that still comes on. Every time any of this happens, we say, "Hello, ghost," and have a little laugh. I don't know why, but I feel it's a masculine spirit, but it doesn't feel bad. We think of him as a kind of passing by housemate. Sometimes something will happen to the lights when we're talking, as if the spirit is pitching in our conversations, and it can be a bit fun. That's the end of the story. Maybe they've just learned to coexist with it.
But what's weird is I feel like there's two parts of this being, because on one hand, they say, well, it doesn't seem to be, you know, I'm not necessarily scared of it. Doesn't seem to be evil, you know, doesn't seem to be dark. But then on the other hand, they were talking about the bathroom and that situation and being scared enough that they wouldn't go to the bathroom at night.
But then dad came over
and does this cleansing thing. Right?
So maybe the bathroom's okay now?
Yeah, but it seems like maybe there was more than one thing happening here.
So maybe there was something darker. Dad came over in his dad way, took care of it. And then what's left is something that's more playful and they feel like wants to be in on conversations and interact with them. And it's doing that through the lights.
And it seems okay. Like they don't necessarily want to be rid of it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about using those light things?
Those cat balls?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I was into paranormal investigating and stuff, yeah, mm-hmm. I think they could be a really good tool. Having around my house, no.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking, what I don't want to see in the middle of the night are these flashing lights.
Right?
I think that would probably, it's like, I'm better off not knowing
what's standing
over there.
Yeah.
That there's something there.
Yeah. And I have plenty of cat balls that my cats chase around all the time. Like they've got their own. They don't light up. They're just little balls. So I guess if someone wanted to interact with me, they can move a cat ball around.
They could. Yeah. There are. You've got plenty enough pet toys around your house that things could happen. But I just thought, man, I'm not sure. That might be the last thing I would want to wake up in the middle of the night and see happening.
But maybe if you're curious about it and you're getting an okay feeling from it and you're cool with it.
Yeah.
Then you do that.
Yeah. What do you think about the lights going, the electronics, like the lights going dim? And, you know, I mean, I've lived in places that just plain had bad wiring and it happened, you know. Now, my son's house that he's just selling right now that you and I have both been to and felt like it had there was something
it's
there.
It's a dark, it's not good.
It's not good, right? And it would do that. I'd be there and then all of a sudden kind of, you know, you'd get this little bit of a light change when all of a sudden the lamp kind of goes a little lower and off. And it wasn't doing it all through the house. So I couldn't blame like the house wiring, like the kitchen didn't do it or, you know, these other lamps didn't. It was one lamp would do it. Or not consistently that one, you know. But I just thought it was kind of, I think there's something to that. Where, like in this instance, the dimmer switch, you don't have a dimmer switch that slides down on its own and back up. It's not going to happen.
I mean, maybe your cat does that.
I mean, you could have faulty circuit breakers or circuits in your house or whatever that, I'm not an electrician, so I don't know. But I've lived in places where I think it was the wiring and it just kind of dimmed and, you know, periodically, but that I don't think that's what is happening here. And then we're separate from each other.
It's super common too. In a lot of these stories that we hear that it's a light thing, like somebody died, then the lights started going on and off, or they moved into the house and lights would be on, they'd be off and dim and all this stuff.
Right.
So yeah. But I like the fact that they're cool with it.
Yeah, I'm good with it. But I do feel like there was at one point something that wasn't okay there.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. So here's another story.
Good.
It says, this story happened when I was in my late teens. It was sometime in the dead of the night. And I was in that groggy state one finds oneself in when you have been in a good deep sleep and you don't want to leave it. I'm sure you know what I mean. It's like if your wife gets up before you do and tries to tell you something, you know you talk to her and responded, but then you go back to sleep.
Yes.
Like, I have no idea. I don't remember that conversation.
That's right.
You wonder when you get up whether you dreamed it or not, but you're pretty sure it happened because it contains certain elements that are starkly different than a dream state. Talking was how I found myself this night as I slowly awoke. It was strange, however, because I didn't know why I was talking or who I was talking to. All I knew was that I was angry about being woken up and wanted to go back to sleep. I was arguing with something and that something was answering back in a deep, gravelly voice. However, I couldn't tell what it wanted because it was talking in a language I didn't recognize. Suddenly, I realized that I was responding in the same language. I instinctively knew that simply going back to sleep wasn't an option. I had to repel whatever this was, or something bad would happen. Eventually, I guess I won the argument and went back to sleep. The next day, I woke up in chills at what had happened during the night. It could be discounted as a nightmare, but I've had enough strange experiences in my life to fully believe that I woke up that night in the middle of a battle for my soul.
I woke up that night in a battle for my soul.
It did sound better that way.
It does sound better.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think that is? Like, I've never had anything like that happen to me. But well, he really believes, like, he really does feel like he woke up talking to something. Like, absolutely. Was interacting with something.
Absolutely. And I think I believe it. I really do. I think I believe that.
Something demonic was coming to him in the middle of the night. Like
it's interesting, this other language that, you know, they were hearing and then found, and then they were speaking.
Makes me think it's Latin.
Well, I don't know what it is. I just know that this person seemed to be semi-conscious, thinking all of this in English. What's going on? Right? You're rationalizing to yourself, there's someone else talking to me, right? Yeah. And this, but then you're speaking something else, or at least you feel like you're responding in another language in this. This is very, I'm trying to just wrap my head around whether this is some sort of, well, what do I want to say? Prior life, maybe that there's, do we have dual lives?
So maybe you could be speaking German or something, or, because he lived in Germany.
Something completely different. We don't have that language. You know, is there a dual aspect to us as people, right?
But he did wake up that night in the middle of a battle for his soul. That's how he felt. Like, so it was darker than just.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, as people, maybe there's a more of a depth to us. That we're not just this human person here, but maybe that we ourselves can have, you know, other aspects to us.
That's and deep.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe some, you always know these people and we call them old souls. And it's like you've lived before, you know, they seem to know more or, you know, have really great deep thoughts. And even when they're really young, my daughter was, I always said, she's such an old soul. Mm-hmm. Like she just really kind of gets it. And I'm wondering if maybe there is more to us.
That's sometimes. Deep. That's so deep.
I'm just saying.
All of that, or it could have just been a weird dream.
I mean, it could have been, but I feel like this, the way that they were conscious of it, you know, makes it feel. Yeah. And plus, you know, in your gut when something is really different, right?
You know, when it's a dream and versus a nightmare versus sleep paralysis versus a battle for your soul.
That's right.
You know, that's just very interesting to me. I've never heard a story quite like that one.
Yeah.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, built points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's Rakuten.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.